For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
101.9 The Fox.
Viv, how's that story, that news story, in our own town, in Richmond, a woman's walking down the street and she's been shot in the back of the leg.
Yeah.
And nobody's got any idea who did it, how she got shot.
That's interesting,
isn't it? This happened
yesterday. It's amazing. It was breaking news at about 4 o'clock. I remember it came up and it said, oh, someone's been shot. And I thought, oh, obviously something's gone wrong, like a deal gone wrong or something like that. But she literally doesn't know who it is, does she?
She's just walking down the street. And there's so many, look, obviously the police are on this. They're hunting for the gun, the shooter, however this happened. But what if it was like a freak accident? I'm now speculating. No, but you'd imagine if nobody saw, you know, when you occasionally watch an episode of CSI and they figure out.
That's a TV show. Yeah, that's a television show, though.
I reckon this is the same bloke.
I don't know that's the right comparison.
Literally, this bloke's been around for a while.
What?
This bloke, well, I reckon Grisha. This guy.
What?
Because literally, when I was running around Optus Oval with the 3.2K time trial, I'd get to about the 3K mark, and it's like I got shot in the back of the leg. I just stopped.
All right.
I reckon he's been around for a while, when they catch him, I'll be... Oh, God.
Was it just a... Let's hope for the sake of some of those jokes you've both said. Is it just like a pellet gun of some sort? Was it like a...
When he shot me with a rifle, I was a shooter.
No, okay. He's joking.
It's not the time.
Literally.
Stop.
People used to say, because I'd run all right, and then I'd literally, my shoulders would go up,
going.
And everyone would go, it's
analogy.
Like someone was sitting in the grandstand and shot you.
You're still doing this.
It's the same bloke.
I know.
Okay. Was he around Princess Park in the early part of the 2000s is our question.
He's been on the run ever since.
I want to make it really clear. I'm laughing at Fev's analogy to a...
Well, she's okay.
What's the equivalent of a stitch in your leg? Anyway, this is interesting, though, Feb. Like, think about... I can't wait to get to the bottom of this. Firstly, is there a rogue gun person out there?
Well, let's not freak people out.
No, I know.
It's clearly just an isolated...
You don't want to walk down the street and get shot.
Right.
What I would really...
That's a fair point.
Yeah, I can't believe you guys are making fun of this.
No.
Someone's been shot. Do you want me to call Grissom? CSI Melbourne.
All right. Really interesting position we're in here.
131060.
What? Have you been shot?
131060. Why not? Well, let's throw it out to Melbourne. 131060 Melbourne. Have you been shot?
Are you happy with that, Fief?
Yep.
It's exactly where we were heading. I would love to know. To find out what that feels like to be shot. Feb said to me this morning he didn't think it would hurt if someone shot.
I reckon
it'd
just be
shot.
Like a little sting. It happened to me back in 2008, but I reckon it'd just be like a little burn. You know, if you've got a lighter, you know the old car lighters?
Okay.
And you put that on your skin.
In some movies, you watch a movie and the person doesn't know they've been shot.
Yeah, they don't even know they've been shot.
You know how we sometimes like to have a fun thing we do on the show building up to a big moment? Can we shoot Feb?
I'm happy to be shot.
Yeah, I'll just check with legals. Yeah.
Well, no, hang on. Now you're making light of this, Byron.
No, Feb's happy to be shot.
No, don't make light of it. This is a serious issue.
Okay, we'll take a break.
Shot in the car.
Okay.
101.9 The Fox.
What are you doing?
What's going on? You know, John Wayne, like the Milky Way.
Oh, he's doing a little like a Western, a spaghetti Western, like a John Wayne movie.
Okay, Fief, if you could explain why he's doing that as quickly as possible.
Okay. Now, without any laughter, because, no, this could be quite serious. A woman in Richmond was walking along Leeds Street and she got shot in the back of the leg. Now, nobody can figure out why.
No jingles. This is someone who was shot in Richmond.
Yeah, but she's okay.
Okay.
But we can't figure out why. The authorities are pulling their hair out thinking, how did this happen? Nobody saw anybody.
Nah.
She doesn't know who shot her.
She'll surely have some idea.
Well, look, maybe they'll get
to the bottom of it. When Grissom comes over.
As Feb said, she's okay. And this, well, we were just saying in CSI, sometimes you have those episodes where it's a bullet that came from over in, I don't know, South Yarra through a window, bounced off the Nilex Tower and then ended up in the back of her leg. You never know.
That would be amazing.
I reckon it's hit the MCG light. Light tower 2, bang, shot in the calf.
Now, we asked the question, Feb, you asked it, and I back you in this. we said, has anyone out there been shot? What does it feel like to be shot? Because Fev thinks you wouldn't really feel it. You might not even know.
I would feel it a little bit. It'd be like getting a needle for your tetanus, but then it'll just burn for a bit. And then I reckon it'd be all right.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's find out.
If it was in the leg with a...
Byron, I've watched a lot of movies, and when they've been shot, they're all right. Mate, Bad Boys 2, he gets shot in the arm, and he does the whole movie.
Oh, fair
point. I've seen, you know, in some of those movies, I mean, Leonardo DiCaprio, he'll walk through...
Mate, Lethal Weapon.
Paddocks and he gets kilometres shot.
No,
with bullets.
That's
he does
watertight.
The whole show.
No, sorry, I even argued.
James in Cranbourne. Hi, James.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, James. James, have you, in fact, been shot?
Yeah, I have actually, yeah.
What happened?
What's it feel like?
Oh, it bloody hurt, because I was on the work site, right? Mm. And my boss wanted to test out this nail. He's like, he couldn't understand how it worked.
Nail gun.
So nail gun.
Right.
Yeah, so he walks over to me, he goes, do you know how this works? And I'm like, yeah, you just press this, and next thing you know, he presses it, and bang.
You got shot with a nail?
Straight into the foot.
I reckon a nail gun would hurt more than a shotgun.
Did it hurt, James?
Is that a bullet?
Yeah.
Well, it hurt quite a lot, but that was before the green whistle.
Oh, how good's a green whistle?
I wonder if a nail would hurt more than a bullet.
Have you had the green whistle?
The green whistle was good.
Oh, God.
Jeez,
I don't think
right.
there's
you nearly get
in
shot
the
just
whistle.
To have the green whistle.
You wouldn't get shot to have the green whistle.
Maybe.
Thank you for sharing that, James. Jared in Seymour. Hi, Jared.
G'day, guys. How are you on this beautiful day?
It's a wonderful day, Jared, and we're great to hear you're in good spirits because you have, in fact, been shot.
Why would someone shoot you? You sound delightful.
You're a nice bloke. I wouldn't shoot you.
How did you get shot, Jared?
So we had a big night in the city on the beers, feeling a bit far gone, walking through West Melbourne, and the police were chasing down a guy that actually had a gun. And when they shot at him, it went straight past him and hit me in the elbow about 80 metres up the road.
Oh, Jared. Okay, there's a lot going on here. For starters.
He was pissed, so it wouldn't have hurt.
Did it
hurt? Oh, no, I felt like a spider bit me.
See?
Did it just feel like a spider bite?
Yeah, it was just like a little pinch, and I thought, oh, hang on. I was a bit stinging, so I looked down and, yeah.
There's a bullet.
That's a big spider bite.
Told you.
Did you get an apology?
they caught up with me and actually paid for all my medical expenses.
Well, as they should. As they should. They shot you, so.
Yeah.
At least you're okay now.
Yeah, you're shot, so.
That's a great story.
It's taken old tennis elbow to the next level, isn't it?
It certainly has.
Getting shot by a cop.
Did you, I mean, you don't seem to have any trauma from that, Jared, just a good story that you've moved forward with.
Yeah, no, it's a great one to tell the friends that you've been shot by police.
Oh, mate, when you're sitting at the pub on a Friday arvo and a couple of cold ones off the wood. Remember that time the cop shot me in the elbow?
101.9 The Fox.
Bachelor last night. Ooh, Channel 10 are under a bit of fire at the moment because their promo may have alerted the nation to a bombshell
bombshell
got dropped. And a lot of people are saying, well, that's not really a bombshell. I mean, but then...
It wasn't.
Yeah, I know, but this is commercial television. It's
so
commercial
funny.
Radio, for goodness sake. How many times do we tease things that might underwhelm people?
That's where you're wrong. We tease the crap out of things and then people go, well, we just made fun of someone getting shot in the back of the leg.
You're right.
Because we have fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're
Channel
right.
10 didn't read the room.
We probably shouldn't have had fun about that.
We're very authentic with our teasers and our promos.
And when your promo bombshell... I said to my wife, Schnooksy, I said, oh, I reckon she's bisexual. And then she was like, well, that's not really a bombshell. Well, that's fine. That's
particularly in 2018.
Yeah, that's normal.
It's nothing.
And then I thought maybe she can't have kids. That would have been a bombshell because that could be a deal breaker for the badger because the badger might want little badgers.
There's other ways to have kids, though.
Yeah, well, so that wouldn't be.
But there is. No longer a bombshell.
No, but I reckon it would be a bombshell because he'd probably want his own because he's a...
He can have his own. There's other ways of doing it now.
Don't get bogged down.
Well, let's not get bogged down in the ways of you can have kids.
There's alternatives.
He wants little badgers.
Okay. Yeah, he can still have little badgers.
Anyway, that wasn't the bombshell.
Have a chat after the show about that bit.
The bombshell was that Brooke revealed that she has been in relationships with other women.
So I've had 4 relationships. I was with a guy for 3 years. Oh, this is really uncomfortable for me to tell you about. But I've also had 2 relationships with women.
And that honey badger's gone, yes.
Well, he did actually.
It doesn't worry me. You know, so who am I to judge? Good on him.
Yeah.
Of course.
He's wrapped.
Now, we all agree, as do other people, it wasn't really a bombshell. Nah. That's par for the course more often than not these days. I mean, you know, you expect to hear things. Sometimes, though, you do get bombshells, and we'd like to hear a better bombshell from anyone listening in Melbourne. So that means you've started a relationship, you started seeing someone, and they've dropped an actual bombshell.
And you went tick, 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 tick.
Boom.
Okay.
This could be anything. This could be something from their past that you're unaware of, something they'd done in their past, something they'd been in their past,
okay,
someone they'd had in their past. Oh, there's lots of juicy bombshells.
There are.
So what better than that? That Channel 10 obviously beefed that one up.
That was rubbish.
Let's find an actual bombshell.
Have you got a joke you're ready to tell?
Go on, do it.
Comedian? No? Okay.
Oh, I was just going to say, for an example.
Yeah, okay. Please.
Like, I don't like to be, I'm not a puppet. You can't just say, I'll do a joke. They just come out naturally.
Byron,
sorry about that.
I mean, like when Byron goes out with, like, his 22-year-old girlfriend and they're having dinner and having a nice drink and Byron goes, I'm really 50.
And she says, wow, I can't believe it. You look 10 years younger than Fev. How is that even possible? Yeah, you just gave me a high five. That was weird. 13 10 60. Fifi, Fev and Byron, we'll take your bombshell calls next.
101.9 The Fox.
Talking about the bombshell that went off last night, or supposed bombshell that went off on The Bachelor last night, of course it was when Brooke told Nick, the honey badger, that she had been in two previous relationships with women.
Yeah, it's very similar, Boxy, to when you're at New Year's Eve and you buy all these like fireworks and they're illegal, but you light them up and you light it and it just doesn't go off.
Yeah.
Flattening.
And you don't do that.
Oh, because it was underwhelming. Yeah. Like it was, they promoted it as a bombshell, but that's really not a big deal.
Yeah, so when you buy the fireworks, the guy goes, these are sick, they'll go up.
Yeah, so a lot of people were thinking that wasn't a bombshell. We thought, let's find actual bombshells. What did you find out after you started dating somebody? What did they drop in that you went, whoa, probably should have known that beforehand?
Because I told a couple of girls, no big deal, whatever.
I told Alex I was a footballer after we started dating. She was like, whoa, how lucky am I?
Bombshell. Brenda in Emerald. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Brenda. Brenda, have you got a better example than last night's episode of The Bachelor?
And
or Fev's example there of a bombshell?
Yeah, so I was dating a guy, so it was about 3 weeks after dating him, meeting friends, everything like that, that he decided to tell me that his name was actually something else to what he told me.
Really?
Yeah, what? It was a bit awkward.
That is.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's very good.
Before social media, everything, so it wasn't a fact of having to hide it because of social media and, you know, face stalking and things like that. It was before all that.
Well, yeah, there was MySpace.
Do you know what, Brenda? You've just reminded me, Fev, you know this story. I was dating a guy many years ago and I was on the phone to him and he was whispering. And he was
his name Jack?
No, he was
Whispering Jack. Oh, when does your Melbourne Comedy Festival show start?
It's started.
You're on. Push on.
I'd been dating him for about 3 or 4 weeks. He was whispering and he was lived interstate. So he was in Sydney. Hmm. And I said, why are you whispering? And he said, I'm just at my parole office. Now, I reckon I needed to know that he was on parole.
I reckon that was the end of the conversation. Yeah.
Linda in Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Linda. What was a bombshell that was dropped on you once you started seeing someone?
Well, 3 months into our relationship, I got taken out to a really nice little restaurant, nice and cosy. And while we're sitting in that restaurant, my partner at the time turns around and says, listen, I'm an actual swinger. And this restaurant that we're at, kind of like, you know, there's an upstairs area if you want to come and join me.
He's actually taking you to a swingers club.
Yeah.
Are they real?
Are they restaurants? Is it a swingers restaurant?
A little book of Byron. He's up and about.
No, just kidding.
Where is this?
Byron, were you not with me? There's one in St Kilda.
That's right.
Jules Lund and I were doing a radio show together.
No, you were just swinging.
No, we weren't. We were doing radio and we went to a swingers club and it was so awkward because we were interviewing them legitimately, but then once the microphones went off, there was a suggestion if we wanted to hang around.
But that's a club. Linda was saying they had dinner at a restaurant, then upstairs it was a totally different ball game.
Yes, exactly right.
Okay, what suburb? Just what suburb?
Well, this is going back in the 90s.
Oh, it'll be shut down by now.
Oh, yeah. In case you're on the lookout for it.
Oh, just for Byron.
No, well, okay. Thank you, Linda, for your call.
Chucking the Honda, the Nissan.
In Berwick. Hi, John.
Western Nissan.
G'day. How are you today?
Great, John. John, what was the bombshell that was dropped on you in a relationship?
Mate, you won't believe it.
Okay.
Anyway, I was dating this chick, right, for 2 years. Oh. Things are going good. She was working night shift, you know, and I said, yeah, fair enough.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, what she says, right, I said, what, you know, you're working very late here. What's going on, you know?
It took you 2 years?
And 2 years, mate. And I've been stooge, you know.
Where was she working? Body line.
Oh, you won't believe
don't
it, mate.
Ruin
you
story.
Won't believe. Hey, Feb, you won't believe it, buddy.
I think
go
you will.
Go with me.
I'm working at a brothel. I said, you kidding me? After all this time, now you tell me.
Wow. Oh, mate,
John,
that was it, John?
That was it, mate.
We dumped that one there at the end. We dumped that. It was quite a bombshell of a different kind there. So we.
Mate, I had a great gag. I was going to say too.
Don't, because now we're absolutely live. There's absolutely no safety net. We'll definitely drop John's volume down. Wow, that was a bombshell. Anyway, we will take a break. Don't you dare say a word. We're live. Okay.
101.9 The Fox.
Steve, I've got another story about love or more so heartbreak. This is heartbreaking.
Well, which one is it?
Well, it's love.
Love or
well, okay,
heartbreak.
Ready? A man loved his girlfriend so much that I'm going to propose to her. He's a big video gamer. Yep. He's contacted the developers of the new Spider-Man video game.
Okay.
And he said to them 5 years ago, because it takes 5 years to develop a game, he said, would you be able to, somewhere in the graphics, put in the proposal to my girlfriend? Because I reckon I'll propose to her.
How romantic.
How romantic. So it's taken 5 years. He's very excited because the new Spider-Man video game was about to break.
They agreed to it. So they've said,
they
agreed can
to
do.
This is like international.
Yeah, the actual.
The actual game I'll go in and buy.
Yes.
Oh,
so
wow.
What they've done is, his girlfriend's name was Maddie, and there's a bit where you go past a cinema, and you know how like on the big board they have what movies you can go in and watch?
Yep.
On that board, they've just written, Maddie, will you marry me?
Oh,
so
wow.
It's a bit blink and you'd miss it. But if you.
A bit like my neighbour's cameo.
Yeah, a little very bit, clear. Tiny bit. But anyway, so he's put it, they've done it, but she's just broken up with him 3 weeks before it got released.
Oh, my God.
But worse than that.
Wouldn't you? Because you can smell that coming a little bit. You'd be like,
well,
quickly, get
years.
The game done. Get the game done quick.
Well, he may not have realised it took 5 years. Like, he probably thought, oh, a couple of years, and, you know, we've been together so long, we're going to get married.
Oh, wow.
She's not only she broken up with him, so this is now, he wants them to get it, take it out of the video, because now it's in the video
it's
game.
It's done now.
It's done.
Two things about this. She's dumped him for his brother.
Oh!
So she's left him for his actual brother. But even worse than that, she'd said, even if I wanted you to propose to me, I didn't want you to propose like that.
Whoa.
That's not it. Well, it's bad enough.
He can come
you
back.
Left me for my brother.
He'll be able to come back at her in a good way when he's the best man at their wedding.
How will he get back at her?
Because she's going to marry the brother. He'll be the best man, and he can just go to town.
Hang on. He's got to stand there and watch his brother marry the love of his life.
How is he winning?
That's a terrible scenario.
That doesn't help. That's horrible.
There's nothing good about that.
101.9 The Fox.
Last night, guys, I had my kids' school production. They've been working on it for 5 months since it started.
This looked amazing. I saw
it. It was incredible. For primary school, well done,
wow.
St. Mary's. They did a great job, and it was The Lion King, which is great.
Were you supposed to be videoing?
No. But, don't go into
I think the school tries to sell a video that actually packages it.
I think it's not right that parents aren't allowed to video.
No,
it's not
I think
fair.
They are. It's fine. Just cool. A little, couple, 10 seconds, 15
little
seconds.
Tease. But,
yeah,
just a little tease for everyone else to go, oh, geez, I want to buy that. That's what you call a sting. And I did it on my Insta. But anyway, the guys, I went there expecting nothing. I was like, my kids are just going to be trees and rocks. Like, but they were actually involved and dancing. And Lulu was in the choir and did a, she was singing the whole way through. And Lenny was a lioness and she was dancing around. And they looked beautiful. It was literally, I walked out going, wow. That was amazing. So I did get a little bit of audio. And this is a girls on stage last night.
Copyright
beef
for Bowler. Yeah. Here we go.
And it was amazing. Yeah, the costumes, the singing, it was just a like, I'm not one for plays. And it was, I walked out going, wow, that was incredible. And just a thing happened at the end of the show where the principal got up and the principal does a little speech and they got their final show on tonight. So he said, all the awards get done tonight. And he had one job, just to thank everybody. And it took me back to when I was in the 2006 pre-season grand final.
But did he stuff up his job?
Yeah, he did. I'll get to it.
Okay, sorry.
And Michael Tuck got up on stage to deliver his medal to me.
Yeah.
And this is what Michael Tuck said. The Michael Tuck medal, okay. It's called.
Okay, here we go.
Welcome to the podium, former Hawthorn champion, AFL Games record holder Michael Tuck, to present the medal named in his honour to the player adjudged best on ground.
Good evening. The winner of the Northmouth medal is Brendan Favola.
Hey!
Now, Michael, I love you, Tucky, and he was a runner at the footy club that I played with, and I played with his son, Shane. You had one job. The medal's named after you, and you called it the Norm Smith Medal.
That's amazing.
Which is amazing audio. So the principal got up to thank everyone and thank the students and the parents. And it's at St. Mary's Primary School. And the principal got up and said, what a great job all you kids did. What a great job all the teachers of St. Joseph's Primary. Well done.
Not the school.
Not the school.
Why? How could he get the school?
He's got the school name wrong.
He had one job.
Wow.
But I mean, that's... why would he call it that?
Oh, he must have been a principal there and he's...
Oh, that's amazing. Did he correct himself?
No. He looked at the other teacher and said, what happened? And then he said, I'd like to thank St. Bede's for having the concert here. And then he looked back at the teacher and was like, what have I done?
What have I done?
And everyone was laughing. We had teachers behind us going, oh, he stuffed it up.
Unbelievable.
He called it St. Joseph's. St. Mary's. Hopefully he gets it right tonight.
Good evening. The winner of the Northmouth medal is Brendan Favola.
101.9 The Fox.
Bev, last night, two of your beautiful daughters at the school musical production.
Yeah, we had a production on last night for St. Mary's Primary School. It was The Lion King. It was very cute. They were all up there. Very cute when the preps come out.
Oh, which year level did Hakuna Matata?
They all did it together.
Oh, nice.
And the preps did, yeah. I was really touched. It was really good. As a dad, I was really proud. I gave the girls a kiss last night. And when we went to bed, and I said, I was really proud of him last night. It was really one of those dad moments.
Yeah.
And mum, because Snooksy loved it too. And all the parents were in there, we clapped. But the principal got up afterwards, and he had one job, just to thank everyone and thank all his staff. For us, the 5 months they've been doing this for, and he proceeded to go on and thank the children, and then he thanked all the staff, and he said, I'd like to thank the staff of St. Joseph's Primary School. Mate, you had one job. They go to St. Mary's. And then straight away, I looked at Alex and go, phone her tomorrow. I'm going to, you had one job.
And then,
you had one job.
Exactly. And then remember when Byron had one job before to put out the number 131060, and you didn't do that.
No, I did my job brilliantly, and we went out on a high.
131060. When you had one job.
Just simple things.
Are you
going
to do the Michael Tuck thing again?
Well,
no,
I'm joking.
No.
Simple things that you should get right that you have completely failed.
Well, he did have one job, and I thought about that in the shower this morning. I thought, maybe I had to get that. And as soon as I come in here this morning, no one else was here, I went into Tom and I got this audio.
Okay,
this
no, it's great audio.
I might as well play it.
Here's Michael Tuck presenting the Michael Tuck medal, i.e. the medal named after himself. To Fev, didn't quite go as planned.
Welcome to the podium, former Hawthorn champion, AFL Games record holder Michael Tuck, to present the medal named in his honour to the player adjudged best on ground.
Good evening. The winner of the Northmouth medal is Brendan Favola, or Fev.
The crowd still loved it.
Yeah, he had a couple, I reckon.
Okay, so call us if you had one job, Fief. I mean, you would never stuff up anything. You wouldn't relate to this
one. Well, you've caught me on the fly.
Nothing springs to
nothing
mind.
Nothing springs to mind.
131060.
101.9 The Fox.
You had one job, one task, one thing that you just done.
One job.
Now, guys, I won't set it up
Can
again.
I do it succinctly?
Go.
You saw Lenny Lulu in their school performance and the principal on stage got the name of the school wrong. That's one job
that's
for the
one
principal.
Job, but he stuffed it completely.
That's what I was going to say, but
yeah.
Tight.
I told it wasn't that.
Yeah, no.
Nicola in Doncaster.
Made it very clear what happened.
Hi, Nicola.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, great, Nicola.
Nicola, do you want to hear the Michael Tuck audio again or...?
Sorry?
No, don't worry.
Nicola, what job did you have?
Oh, God. We were going camping and all I had to do was get a portable barbecue. And guess what I forgot?
The portable barbecue. There is something about one job that can sometimes make it hard to, because, like, it's that one job, but sure. People put so much pressure on you.
That's why it's called one job.
Yeah, no, it's a good area. It's a great area to explore on 13 10 60.
Kate in Mornington. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
Yeah, good, Kate. What was your one job?
It wasn't me. It was my mum on my wedding day. She got up to make a speech and said on the 14th of August 1974, her whole world changed. And everyone was looking at each other thinking, what is she talking about? And she pointed to me and said that was the day that my beautiful daughter was born. And my husband went across and said, I thought your birthday was the 16th of October, 1973.
Was it your sister?
She was a year.
No, don't have a sister. She got the day, the month, and the year wrong.
That's amazing.
All three.
My maid of honour at the time, she still sends me a birthday card on the 14th of August every year.
That's funny. The big question is, what did your mum get up to on the 14th of August?
You know, we still laugh about it. It was 16 years ago. We still say to her, what on earth happened on that date?
Yeah.
At least your mum got something out. Alex's dad at our wedding did a speech for 10 minutes and didn't say anything.
I remember
that. That was a shame.
Like nothing coming out.
That was the nerves, wasn't it?
Get overwhelmed.
I think he was rattled.
Yeah, you've mentioned that a few times on air.
It's very funny.
Yeah, it is very good.
Laura in Craigieburn. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Laura. Now, is this your husband had one job?
Yeah, so it wasn't me. It was my husband at the birth of our second child, so we didn't know the sex of the baby at the time. And I went 11 days over, so by that point I really wanted to know what it was. And when she came out, I remember thinking, oh, it looks like our firstborn, he's a boy. And I looked at her and I, during labour, said to the nurses, I just want my husband to tell me, no one else. And I looked at him as the baby came out and he said, oh, it's a boy, and said the name and everything like that. And I thought, oh, wow, I've got two boys. And then they took the baby away just to do little quick checks, and all the nurses and that had to turn around and say, guys, it's a girl.
Yeah, did he think the umbilical cord was a willy?
Whoa.
No, I don't know if I should say what he thought.
You probably shouldn't. If there's any doubt about it, we've already dumped one caller today.
No, that's a fair...
Well, she said she's not sure if she should say it.
Oh. What could it possibly be? What was it?
I think he just thought, I don't know, maybe when little girls come out, it looks a little bit...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, good.
He had one job, though, didn't he, Laws?
We'll leave it there. Hey, just quickly, Laura, would you like to hear some Michael Tuck audio?
What's just happened?
Don't play it again. There's no point.
He had one job, Michael Tuck.
Welcome to the podium, former Hawthorn champion, AFL Games record holder Michael Tuck, to present the medal named in his honour to the player adjudged best on ground.
Good evening. The winner of the Northmouth medal is Brendan Favola.
I probably wouldn't have played it again.
101.9 The Fox.
Let's talk about Mark Wahlberg, because, Fev, I know you're a big fan.
Yes, but I'm nearly done.
Well, see, I don't follow him on Instagram, so he hasn't annoyed me.
Oh, nearly
but
done.
I think he's gotten to a few people. So he's 47. He's in very good nick. Yeah. He's about to release a new movie, Instant Family, but he's addicted to his intense workout regime. He is, and I've got it in front of me, he popped this on Instagram because somebody asked him, what's your typical daily schedule? And this is it. 2:30 a.m. wake up. 2:45 prayer time. 3:15 breakfast. This is a.m.
Yeah.
3:40 to 5:15. Is that an hour and a half? Is that 2 hours?
That seems long. Don't they say an optimal workout's about 40 minutes?
Oh, mate. Between his Instagram stories and that, it all adds up.
It's more intense.
It's time-consuming.
Because he's documenting them.
He's documenting
them. At 5:30 a.m. after his two-hour workout, he's having his post-workout meal, then his shower, golf, snack, cryo chamber recovery, snack.
He jumps in, it's like minus 100 in there.
That is insane. Anyway, by the end of it, he's got family time, meetings, pick up the kids from school at 3. Wait for it. Workout again from 4 till 5. He's in bed at 7:30. I mean, he could do breakfast radio with his schedule.
Yeah, but Boxy, the thing is, Marky Mark. I love Marky Mark.
Yes.
And he prefers Mark Wahlberg.
No, Marky Mark. He's got his own burger franchise.
And he's got his own Funky Bunch.
He's got everything going on. But the thing is, he documents a lot of this on his Instagram stories, and he gets
well
up
done,
and he does
way.
It. And he's cashed up. Like, he's very rich.
He is.
He doesn't make his meals. He goes, chef.
Yes.
He's got all his trainers that push him on certain things and they make up his milkshakes. They drive him everywhere. You can't do this if you're a normal person.
But even, okay, even mate, with his get up, money and his personal chef and his personal trainer, who gets up at 2:30 a.m. to work out?
Well, you can when you've got a big guy who's 6'8" with muscles coming out of his kneecaps, pulling him out of bed.
I wouldn't even get up for that guy.
Oh, you would, man.
I wouldn't get up for that guy.
If I was cashed up like him, I could do that.
I reckon most people who are cashed up like him go, who cares? Someone's going to want me for my money anyway. It doesn't matter what my body looks like.
Nah, but he has to look good in his film. It's all about his film
coming up. Well, I would love to know, based on Marky Mark or Mark Wahlberg's fitness regime, I'd like to find Melbourne's most intense workout regime. 13, 10,
this would be good.
Leon loves DOMS.
Out there listening, who has a really intense workout regime? Are you an actual gym junkie?
I know a girl who gets up way before we do to go to the gym, and she just works a normal 9-to-5 job.
How do you know this girl?
It's not about who the girl is.
You brought it up.
I'm just saying. She works in like the automotive.
Do you know her or is she an acquaintance on Instagram?
Or is she an Instagram?
Through Instagram. Point is, she's up, she does the Insta stories.
Have you ever met her in person?
Yes.
Do you have friends that aren't Instagram people?
I wish I didn't open my mouth, and so do you. 13 10 60 is the number with your workout regimes.
Do you or not?
101.9 The Fox.
What a great day to get up, get a spring in your step, maybe do a bit of exercise, or if you are an intense gym junkie like Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, he has been up since 2:30 a.m. this morning. He may be a millionaire movie star, but he lives by this strict regime, Fev. 2:30 a.m. wake up. 3:40 a.m. to 5:15 a.m. he works out. Ooh. These people, they're a different breed, and we have just welcomed them to join the show because we just said 13, what's our number again?
13 10 60.
It's
been that for a couple of decades.
Very strong in the mind, don't you?
It's discipline to the regime. Next level. Yeah. Like, maybe that's what you'd look for in an employee.
I try to go into the steam room every day down at the Brighton Seabass. I lasted about 2 weeks to do it every day. And all I do is walk in, sit in the steam room, have a little sweat, bit of a chat.
Hang on. Are you equating the steam room with exercise and working out?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I can't even stick to that.
They can't even sit.
I just sit. All I do is sit there and chat and look at the ocean and go, and look at all the people running on the treadmill.
Who are you chatting to?
Oh, I just saw the people that come in.
Do they want to chat?
They start it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, checking.
That's good chat.
Do they ask about Coleman medals?
No, they just ask about radio, ask about you.
Oh, really? That's
They
nice.
Say, what about Brian? And I say, that's Byron's
getting some cut through. Now, Fief, when these callers run through their regime, there'll actually be some musical accompaniment here. This is an Arnold Schwarzenegger remix.
Is it?
Workout remix from Luke Million. And this will provide backing for their regimes.
Keep it low. Or what? Turn it down. Christopher in Blackburn South. Hi, Christopher.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning.
Christopher, you sound like the man who has a very strict fitness regime. Talk us through it. Christopher, what time are you working out in the morning?
So pretty much I go up at 5:30, have my 6 or 7 Weet-Bix. Then I'll head straight to the gym and I'll do 45 to an hour of workout.
Cool.
Finish that, straight to work. As a carpenter all day, and then when I get home, I'll have about an hour of a bit of Netflix, stand on the TV, and then I'll get back to the gym to finish off the rest of the workout.
You so get up after fun. Netflix. Who gets up after Netflix?
I might have a cheeky little nap as well.
What time do you go back to the gym at night time?
It's around just before dinner, so around 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Oh, so you don't work all day? So you're off for what, two?
No, I knock off at around 4.
Do you ever just drop the second workout, Chris? Or maybe drop the first one when you're a bit tired?
Yeah, it's pre-workout. Gets me through pretty much.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't have a girlfriend.
You need to find a girlfriend.
No, I think that's great healthy interest, I think, for Christopher there in Blackburn South. Would you like the music again?
Yes, please.
Sure.
Steph? No, I don't really. Steph in Wollert. Hi, Steph.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Good, Steph. Steph, talk us through your intense fitness regime.
Okay, so I wake up at 3:45 in the morning. I do my fasted cardio. Then I go to work and work 8 till 4:30. Then after work, I walk to Flinders Street Station from South Melbourne. So that's about a 20-minute walk. And then I go to the gym at 6 o'clock, do an hour and a half of my weight training, and then home, dinner, shower, bed.
Okay, Steph. So you start work at 8. Why are you getting up at 4:15 for the gym?
I work in South Melbourne. I live in Wollert, so it's a bit of a travel for me.
Where?
Well,
Wollert.
Where's that?
In Epping area.
Oh, yeah, Epping. Yep, yep.
Steph, yeah, so, I mean, you're my idol in so many ways.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm actually prepping for a fitness comp at the moment, so I've got the Arnold Classic coming up.
Arnold Classic, yeah, that's huge.
Brought to you by the great Tony Doherty, owns Doherty's Gyms.
There we go. And
Why do people have to be orange for Arnie's event?
It makes the muscles look more defined.
Got it. I knew there'd be a reason.
I could have answered that.
Could you? Well, can it Tony, not be a different
Tony
colour?
Tony Doherty was my weights coach at Carlton. Right.
Guys, that's why I fake tan. Just really
I don't know why you're orange
just
right now.
Your
arms have never looked more like pancakes.
Definition.
And finally, is it Jai in Epi?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Jai. Jai, talk us through your intense fitness regime.
Well, I get up at 2 a.m. in the morning.
2?
Yeah, 2 a.m. I have breakfast, pre-make the night before. Then I jump in my work gear. We're living at the moment.
It's a bad line, but he gets up at 2 in the morning.
Where do you live?
Epping.
What's going on with Epping?
Hang on, Jai, what?
You need to get into the city, bro.
And what are you making the night before? How do you prep your breakfast?
Well, I kind of like divide it all up. So, like, I got protein in containers, pre-made with oats. So, as soon as I get up in the morning, just add milk to it, quickly eat it, jump my car.
It's actually a job.
Jai, have you ever had a Fev wrap?
No.
There's nothing better, Jai, than getting up in the morning, having a coffee, dart, eggs benedict, coming to work, and then sitting on your butt all day watching sport.
For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne. 101.9 The Fox.